So when are we making that darkness movie now?
We got the poster out, so apparently we gotta make it.
Gotta make it, man. Wade's he's gonna ask who's gonna direct it. I'm like, you gonna direct it? Luke gonna write it? We gonna star in it. How about that?
According to the poster, it's the illustrious Michael Bay.
Michael Bay directed. Damn, I wonder if Wayne made that thing out of hate for us probably liking the Turtles movies. Once again, Michael Bay didn't direct the fucking film.
Yeah, don't tell the fanboys that. They'll swear up and down. Yeah, Michael Bay directed that shit, man. Michael fucking
ain't
it.
Michael Bay fucked up Transformers. No, he fucked up the Turtles or whatever. I was like, no, actually the guy that fucked up the Titans movies made that fucked up. Which, to be honest, that probably was his best movie.
What movie?
The Turtles.
Yeah, you're right. By far.
Because he did Wrath of Titans.
He did Wrath of Titans and, one of my most hated films.
Battle L.A.
Battle Los Angeles. Battle L.A. What the fuck you want to call it?
Yeah, I think we talked about that in the darkness not too long ago. Me and you hated that fucking movie.
God damn
it. Hated that movie. So, yeah, I think The Turtles, which ain't even that good of a film, actually was his best film.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
So maybe he's a character actor then. Except when it comes to bad acting on Megan Fox's part.
I was Megan Fox and him.
Oh my god, man. Her interviews, man, they make me crack up. I'm not trying to be the sex symbol everybody wants me, because you know I got kids now, and when I watch this movie, I want them to be able to look up to me or whatever. I'm just like, bitch. What movies are you watching where you think people are looking up to you in these movies?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man, one.
Your opening scene is jumping on a trampoline.
Granted, this is the most, desexualized, I guess that's a term.
Yeah.
She's been in these movies, but still, I'm like, there's nothing here to be impressed about.
I know. The funny thing is, they still trying to find a way to sexualize her in this movie, but yet it is, like you said, the most desexualizing, if there is a term for that. You get your ass shots there and then, whatever, but, you know, she's not putting the skimpy pants to do it or whatever, so.
Right.
But I gotta say, they doing some close ups on her face. She was looking a little older. I was like, god damn.
Yeah, she has to have plastic surgery, man.
Did she have plastic surgery?
Man, compare her pictures to that first Transformers film.
Yeah.
And she almost looks like two different people. Just do that when you get a chance.
Oh, okay, damn. So she had plastic surgery?
I'm telling you, man. She does not look like the same woman.
Because she, dude, they did a lot of close-ups on her face. And I was just staring. I was like, god damn, that must be a great-ass camera. Because you can see all of her fucking, I was like, shit. She still look good, don't get me wrong, but.
She looked great. She's fantastic, but. Yeah,
but fuck, it looked like years ain't be too kind to her or something like that. And she's not even 30 yet, neither.
Is she?
She's only 28.
Yeah, okay.
So, man, she got that Cameron Diaz effect going on.
Man, she had that baby, man. I don't know. Maybe
you know what? That's probably what it is. She had them two kids, whatever shit, so.
Yep.
Hey, white women, stop giving out them bursts, man. Fucking your skin up. But meanwhile, J-Lo over there like, ass is still in perfection or whatever. Mm. You put that first Transformers up, I'd be like Megan Fox any day or whatever. You put this movie up in Brad J, I'd be like, yeah, J Lo, you know, it ain't looking too bad over there. I mean, shit, you know.
Yeah, J-Lo's sick, right?
No, shit, sucking the soul out of babies. That's what it is.
No kids.
You know what? That's a good secret. She, her, you know, I thought you were going to say her secret is Trojan.
No. Oh, that's it.
Trojan, man. That's what it is. Let me put it in, girl. You got that Trojan on you?
Birth control.
She must have found out what happens to Spanish women when they get older and have babies and shit like that. Like, I ain't looking like that. Nah, fuck that.
Nah, I ain't look like Danny Trejo. Fuck
exactly. Man, you know, obviously I'm dating a Spanish chick. When you see, like, the grandmas and stuff like that, you're like, oh, wow, they're really old. But when you tell them, find out their age, you're like, oh, they're not really that old. Then when they show you, like, old photos of them and shit, you be like, damn, they were gorgeous back then. And it's like, what happened? You kind of want to, I don't never say that out loud, but you kind of want to say that. What happened? Shit. That's what happens when she shoots out like four of y'all and shit.
Yeah, same, man.
Man. That's all, no wonder. That's J Lo's secret then. Trojan and no kids. All right. That's why CJ's not a fan of her.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Well, the bitch won't, she don't want to. She don't want to give out no kids or nothing like, oh, she want me to wear a rubber, well, fuck her then.
Oh, she's not fertile, man. I can't fuck with that.
Man, I can't fuck with that then. I'll give Wayne some shit, too. Oh, I don't care about Megan Fox acting. She can be a bitch all she want. I just care how she looks. I said, ain't you the one that complained about J-Lo being a bitch? That's why you don't like her?
Right.
All right, okay, now your logic is help me with your logic here, bro. Come on now, man. Help me with y'all. You sat up there and said, oh, she's just a bitch. I hate her or whatever. Megan Fox said the same thing. I'm not looking for her to be a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Man, J-Lo got a better body than Megan Fox, too, at that, so.
Yes, she does.
That's the fuck she does, man. God damn, shit. She could turn me into some dominatrix shit. I'd be down for it. I wouldn't give a shit. Put that ball in my mouth. I'll be looking like Channing Tatum at the end of This Is the End. Hell yeah. Ass up in the air and shit. Getting walked by what's his name?
Danny McBride.
Yeah, Danny McBride. Yeah, exactly. I'm getting walked by Danny McBride. Shit, if it means I get to share a bed with J-Lo, you fucking right. I'll get walked by Danny McBride all the fuck he wants or whatever shit. I will give up my life for that. People, welcome to Movie Sports episode 123, the longest intro ever.
Welcome, people.
I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And we here today, people. We here to talk some nerdum, some evil nerdum today.
We talk about nerdum every week pretty much, but this is some next level shit.
This is nerdum that me and Cody don't get. That's what.
Yeah. This is beyond our fucking boundaries, man. Shit, we cannot comprehend.
Yeah, I'm hoping CJ will have to comprehend this for us, because he said he was the biggest. I guess he was. He said he was the biggest fan out of the both of us of the Turtles and shit.
Did he say that?
Yeah. So I'm curious to see if he can spread some knowledge on us about this. I mean, I've read the books.
I've read none of the books.
I've only read the black and white ones though.
Okay.
And I don't really remember them that much, because I read those as a kid, and I kind of just read them as, like, I think I said in the review, I kind of read them, like, in between time and shit, like, I never found them interesting at all, so, but my mom kept buying them, so I just had them, so.
See, my familiarity with the Turtles, it comes from the, then I said in the 1990 film, because I haven't seen that shit in ages, but,
yeah,
recent, the CG, all CG TMNT movie.
Yeah.
Boy, it had, like, way too much shit going on.
That was, like, some Speed Racer shit.
I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, this Ancient Prophecy and shit.
Man, that one got forgotten like a motherfucker, huh?
I'm like, what the fuck is that? I mean, yeah, it looked kind of cool. I like the CG one. It looked pretty good, but I was like, man, this story, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I said that with all the movies.
No, especially that one. It was just, like, needlessly complex. And I'm like, what the hell?
And you know what? That's the one that people like too.
Wait, they like that one? I said that one got a lot of shit.
Oh, okay, did it? Because I remember a lot of people told me they liked it and they were the Turtle fan. It was. I'm with you on this. It was one of those things, again, I was just like, it's fine, but I'm still not getting... Yeah.
For whatever reason. Because even that one, I think, takes itself more seriously than this new one.
Yeah. You know what? That one was the most serious out of all of them.
Yeah.
Too serious for no fucking reason, to be honest. But especially because that was a Nickelodeon movie. Like, didn't that shit go straight to Nickelodeon? Like,
no, that came out theaters.
Okay, I do remember it coming to theater, but that shit was all so quickly on Nickelodeon. I was like, damn, man. But people, we got a lot of questions. Well, we got a couple questions. We got box office talk. We're going to see if Ninja Turtles actually knocked out them Guardians. We got some Blu-ray releases, interesting ones. We got some trailer talk with Expendables 3.
Yeah, another Stallone extravaganza.
Which I got to go see that today, so.
Oh, shit.
That should be interesting. Which I'm trying to stall as much time as I can because I really don't want to go waste my time. Driving. Yeah,
Godspeed.
CJ can tell you all about it since he bootleg. I mean, it's getting horrible reviews. It's getting horrible.
Expecting less?
No, I'm really not. Yeah, I want to go see a PG-13 film with a bunch of old 80s stars that I only cared about in the 80s. Yeah.
PG-13 Expendables film. That's happening.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome, people. I cannot wait for that film, whatever. And I'm a little sad, Cody. I don't know if you noticed that, man. Sad.
What's sad about, sir?
Man, I thought they were going to give... I didn't have time to go to the theaters this weekend or whatever. I had a lot of shit to do, and because I really wanted to go see this movie, but they didn't have a screener for us neither, and that was Step Up All In.
Oh, damn.
Dude, I was sad. Dude. I was like, damn, dude.
She gotta pay for that shit now. I mean, that's worth the price of admission, but
yeah. And I was gonna go do it yesterday too. I didn't have the time though. I didn't have none of the time, or whatever. And then today, obviously, I can't because today is recording day. Been recording all morning and stuff. And now I gotta go see Expendables. No. Oh,
man, we should have pushed all this shit back so you could watch that film, man.
See that's the thing. See, we should have did that. I was like, where's all the other reviews at for this movie? People sleeping on this movie.
Yeah.
They're sleeping on it. And if I'm not mistaken, it's getting better reviews on Rotten Tomatoes than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's true.
And it's in 3D.
Come on, man. A step-up film in 3D? I mean, what do you people want?
Like, seriously. They want Channing Tatum back. That's what it is.
Hey, you might be in the book, man. We haven't seen it.
Yeah, we haven't seen it. That's what I'm saying. But here's the thing. See, people, I don't know why you want Channing Tatum back in it. I'm going to let y'all in a secret. That brother lost it. He can't do that dance and stuff no more because, you know, he's trying to fine-tune his acting.
Man, that's my favorite part of Channing Tatum.
I know, that was too. I mean, you saw him in 22 Jump Street when he was dancing. He really wasn't hitting those moves like he used to.
No.
Yeah.
Man, it's like, you saw a little glimmer of it, but no, man, he doesn't have it like he used to.
He's like Usher. The older he gets, it's just he can't move anymore smoother. Yeah. So.
Damn.
I know, I'm sad, but you know what? Maybe that midnight movie madness. Maybe, you never know. Man.
Never know, man.
Hey, that's worth it for a step up movie.
Hell yeah, it's worth it.
Plus, if it's the last one, oh, hell yeah, man.
Come on, man. Yeah. End all be all step up movie. Fuck yeah.
Y'all, 3D? Say no more. I got this. Arc light, here I come. Arc light, here I come. Yes. That's all I can say. You don't need to see it at any other theater. Arc light, 3D.
Nah, man. Yeah, it was pristine conditions, man.
Cause you got to see all the special effects of that wrestling ring they had when they're dancing. Oh! It almost had me pop lock real quick. I was getting so excited right now. You know what? Let's just carry on with the show, man. Because damn, I'm getting so hyped up right now. I'm sad, but I'm a little hyped now.
You gotta start talking about that when it got out of hand and start
dancing. What was E-40 say? It's getting hyphy, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, rappers make up any goddamn thing they want and it just passes. You gotta love the rap community.
No, I don't.
Oh, the rap community. You come up with so much bullshit and yet I don't even know how it gets passes, but it just somehow it does. Like you literally come up with shit. You know, I forgot to bring up something, but somebody made us a rap video.
I thought think you sent that to us, right?
Yeah, I remember I posted that online. Yeah. Whatever. I never got a chance to talk about that on the show though. Somebody made us a rap video though. Send me on my Twitter. Whatever. There's a follower on my Twitter, and apparently he does like parody raps and shit like that. And white dude too. I think he was from Boston, if I'm not mistaken. Made us a straight up spoiler music video.
Much better than the shit that's out now.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, followed the topic of what he was talking about, exactly. Too. It's
like, like that motherfucker
we were talking about
in the darkness that one time.
Oh, what the fuck are you talking about? Stay on school. Stay away from drugs. people, go to this dude's YouTube page. Check it out. His name is Grover. Grover and CGI, and the song is called Spoiler Alert. Check that video out, and it actually, you know, it might be an intro song for these shows. You never know, whatever shit. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play a little bit of it. I actually got the song pulled up and
go
shit.
Go for it.
Play this real quick.
Roseblood Entertainment.
That was a little intro. Oh, that's for Wayne.
Breaking Bad, Walter's dead, in case you never caught it yet. And everybody gets infected on The Walking Dead. The prestige.
I like The Walking Dead, yeah.
Got a secret twin brother, Norman Bates, an ill fucker, pretending to be his killed mother. Donnie Darko, time travel or something. I'm a bit confused. There's different theories, different views. But Dirk Diggler's dick is huge. Henry Hill's not a good fella, snitching on his folks. In Sixth Sense, the plot twist is Bruce Willis was a ghost. Tyler Durden, Figman of Ed Norton's imagination. Kaiser Soze was the kid, Rosemary's baby daddy, Satan. Al Pacino was the devil the whole time. He's crazy, evil. Caddyshack shouldn't have made a sequel. Soylent Green is made of people. Now what's a spoiler for alert in case you missed the plot? Now what's a spoiler for alert just to piss you off?
I'm gonna loop that part over.
The TV show Lost, the island was purgatory. The village takes place in modern time. In case you never heard the story, Andy broke from Shawshank. It really was great. Chief flew the cuckoo's nest when he made an escape. Carrie had superpowers, so them kids really slipped up. When they covered her with pig's blood, she fucked their whole shit up. Jigsaw the dead body from the opening scene. The Wizard of Oz and Jacob Ladder, yo, they both were a dream. Jason Voorhees' mom, she's the killer. It's such a fucking asshole. Sorry, Mario, but your princess is in another castle. Wicker Man.
I ain't gonna lie, that's pretty cool.
Was his sister-in-law. Jack caught cabin fever, that was scary.
It's nice to hear a rap that stays on beat and tune. Ah, tequila. Me and Cody's friend. Yes. A friend we try to stay away from. People, yeah. Hey, Cody, we got our own fucking music video now. Spoiler alert, by the way. Once again, check out his YouTube page, people. Grover and CGI, though, man. When he sent me that, I was just like, seriously? You made that for He said, made this for you guys. Think it'd right up your alley or whatever. And I was like, yeah, you goddamn right. It's up our alley.
Yeah. It's pretty high quality video, too, folks. So,
actually, it is. It's more better quality than that shit we saw in the darkness. Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it. That was actually a cool little video, too. I actually liked it a lot, to be honest. I was like, wow, it makes sense, too. I can always appreciate a rap that makes sense and, you know, stays on beat and tune. And the title of the song is, it follows that title of the song and all that and well. So, yeah. And plus, hopefully I could loop that spoiler alert problem there. But then again, I don't have people asking me no more. Because you remember in that first year when we started this and shit, people was fucking constantly asking me, oh, Guys, I wish you'd let us know before you spoil something.
Are you? Oh, I kind of remember that.
Okay. People, if you don't remember my old co-host Lena or whatever, her friends used to fucking baff me. They used to always be like, "Yeah, you guys had a good conversation. I just wish you guys would let us know before you spoil us." And I was like, all right.
That's the obvious here.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to fucking explain that every fucking. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, when it came up with the name, it's the most simplest fucking name, whatever. I mean, it explains every goddamn thing in the fucking thing you need to know. And if you still have...
You click on this podcast, read the goddamn description of the fucking title.
Jesus Christ, thank you. Because I remember when we first started, people kept saying, maybe you should put up a spoiler alert. So I was like, Lena was even going... She was even talking about maybe we should do that. I looked at her and said, no, fuck no, we ain't. Ain't got to put that up, shit.
The goddamn title of the podcast is a spoiler alert.
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ, you people is fucking morons, man. But ever since we restarted it, I haven't had that problem yet, so.
Okay. Well, I guess people are more sensible.
Yeah, I hope the fuck they are, shit, because, man, that shit used to annoy the fuck out of me. I was like, really? People can't be that slow now.
They can't be. I mean, no way.
They gotta be fucking with us, though. So. Hey, but hey. Grover, thanks for that video once again, man. Shit.
Yes, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Getting cool artwork, now we getting movies, and now we getting music videos, man. Let us know if you need us to, if you ever come to L.A. and you need us to be in the video. Me and Cody can't rap, but we'll sit there and drink your tequila. But
I'll drink whiskey, fucking tequila shit.
It really will be a spoiler alert if Cody drinks that, but... Hey, let's get some questions now, man.
Alrighty.
We've been going on for a while. Let's see. Joseph, my man, he says, do you think since we had a pretty damn good summer of film, Oscar season this year will be lackluster?
I don't know when shit's coming out later this year, so I can't really say.
They're really not promoting shit like they were last year for Oscar season, right?
Really? Were they promoting it early, like at this time last year?
12 Years a Slave was talked about in the spring. They were bringing that up. Because I remember they kept making those comparisons to Django and shit. And everybody knew Martin Scorsese had a film coming out because they kept saying, oh, this might be his last film, they saying, or whatever and shit. I know Her and Dallas Buyers Club were the ones that kind of snuck up out of nowhere. Gravity was talked about because that got played at the Tribeca Film Festival up in New York in May, I believe. So there were some films that mainly was getting the most attention that were talked about earlier this year, but this year they don't seem to be talking about a goddamn thing.
We'll see. I can't really say.
I don't even know what's going to be nominated. I mean, the film, I looked up the slate of what's coming out, and obviously they don't have everything up yet that was coming out, but I didn't really see anything that was just like thrown out there as far as like, that's going to be the next Oscar right there.
Right.
I know a lot of people are hyping up that Ben Affleck movie.
Gone Girl,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's the only one I'm hearing about so far.
Yeah.
And that's just because Ben Affleck is attached to it, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Well, that and David Fincher.
So.
Oh, and of course, Tyler Perry.
No, Tyler Perry. How could you forget Tyler Perry now? Come on now.
Of course, you can't forget Tyler
Perry. That nigga got a big-ass role in that film, too. He's playing the detective that's doing the investigation and shit.
Oh, God. That was cross, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to say, he got the same outfit. They was like, hey, Tyler Perry, you still got that outfit, man? He's like, my breakthrough role. Yes, I do.
Breakthrough role.
The film that put me on the map outside of my deal. Yes, I do have that outfit still. Yeah, because, you know, that would be funny if this year's Oscar season is horrible, because that'd be the reverse of last year, where last summer was pretty fucking horrible, and the fall and winter was pretty damn terrific. And here, we got some bad ones in there, but I think it's been more positive than bad for this summer.
Oh, much more positive, yeah, man.
I would say much more positive than bad. I mean, you probably got about... If you could throw out some big ones that were really horrible, Spider-Man and Godzilla, the only two that first come to my mind that were really huge.
Yeah.
But, yeah, even this month, like, even with Turtles or whatever, like, I don't love the film, don't like it, don't hate it, though. it's gonna be forgettable. I can tell you that right now. So, but it's definitely one of those that where I felt like that shouldn't have been made this summer. This looks horrible. Whatever. This is whatever. So.
Right.
Like I said, Guardians, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, fucking X-Men. What else came out?
Yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow. Even 22 Jump Street. Even for me, How to Train Your Dragon 2, yeah, shit, so yeah, there's been a lot more positive. I mean, even, I was talking about the indie films that came out too, has been knocking out the part with, like, Calvary, Snowpiercer,
Snowpiercer.
Yeah, Boyhood, Chef. So I was like, yeah, it's a pretty fucking good ass song. I mean, it seemed like if those, they should have released Snowpiercer and all that now, in the fall. So. I mean, I still got Equalizer coming out in September, so hopefully that's good because Denzel's in it, but we'll see.
We shall see.
We shall see. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of besides what's coming out in December. I know Cody and me are definitely excited for Night at the Museum 3.
Oh, I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since the last one.
Sorry. We've been such a long time. We just dying to see the same shit over, you know? I think they played that trailer in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was just looking at it, and I was like, oh, so this is actually getting made, huh? Oh, okay. Because they kept talking about it, but I was like, oh, so this is getting made, huh? Okay.
Back to Museum 3, man.
It looked like the same shit. Oh, Ben Stiller, how you continue to fuck me over.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, oh, by the way, I want to throw this out here. Showed the girlfriend The Raid 2.
Oh. Just now, you should have showed that to her the first day it fucking came out.
No, I just showed her ass is never around every time I fucking watched it. I dare her. I was watching it on my tablet last night before I went to bed. It was late as fuck. I was watching the ending. She came in right in the car scene and was just standing there just watching it the whole time. And yeah, just amazed. This morning, I just turned on the TV or whatever and just like, let me show you these fight scenes real quick. I showed her the prison one and the one in the mud and shit. She was just like, and then I told her, you can't watch no more because you got to watch it from the beginning now. So, we got to wait later. Yeah, she was loving that shit. So, that goes to show you, subtitles don't fucking matter for people that give me that shit. Nick, he says, just recently watched The Raid 2, and holy shit, this is why I brought up the whole girlfriend Raid 2 thing. Holy shit, that is one awesome flick. Do you guys think The Raid 3 will be even better?
It very well could, man.
This is on a track record of being the greatest franchise ever.
Hey, you know what? that is not asinine.
No, especially since they got the same people working on the third one, too, so... Yeah.
That would not shock me. That wouldn't.
My thing is, what else can you do to top this, man?
I have no idea.
Man, because rewatching this film that's all I could think about was the third one. It's just like, how can you top? Look at this badassery right here. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. That last 30 minutes when he drives that car into that building and just starts beating the fuck out of people. I was like, you do not do a better ending than this right here, whatever.
That kitchen fight scene, man.
Just never ended. Just never ended.
God, man. Dude, that has to go down in history as probably the greatest sequence ever of all time.
My girlfriend was fucking yelling at the TV. She was like, "Use a fucking pussy. You gotta pull out knives because he's whooping that ass." Huh? I was like, "Babe, that's like his signature weapon. He has to pull those out, you know." She was like, "He's still a pussy."
Man, if they somehow top that in The Raid 3, fucking greatest movie of all time.
When is that coming out? That's all. When is that coming out? Well, that's all I need to know is when that coming out, because that is the most anticipated movie of my lifetime right now.
Same here.
And that's not just to see what fights they throw. I just want to be. I'm curious how they're gonna top the second one.
Yeah.
The first one, that one probably was easy to top. I can see where they can top that one. That was a great fucking film. Then you get to the second one, you just like, Jesus Christ, man, this is a great back-to-back 5-hour film.
Hell yes.
Because it picks up right after the first one, so shit. Yeah.
Directly.
And hopefully the third one does too.
Probably. Well, I see that happening.
I hope it picks up a week after because Rama needs a rest. Oh my god, yeah, man. Hey, same people working on the third one. I see why not. The only thing is, I think it'll be great. My thing is, I don't know how they're gonna top it, but we shall fucking see how creative these people can get.
I can tell you this much, I'll be there opening fucking night.
Oh yeah, and hopefully we sitting by the same girl. You know when they do that little foot stands and shit like that when the kitchen scene before they get into the fighting and shit?
Yeah.
Girlfriend was doing the same thing that the girl was doing. She was just sitting. I was looking at her like, I said, see, it's something about that that just gets people like, oh, I know some shit's about to go down right here. You see Godzilla? That's how you do it.
Yes.
Because Godzilla had a similar scene where he appeared, roared, and you think, oh, shit, it's about to go down. Then the camera went away. And fuck this over.
That's the other Gareth. That's fucking it.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect example of a good and a bad movie. Show some shit. Oh my god. Oh, I'm pumped now. That movie ain't out for years. I'm pumped.
Bring it.
That's all I got to say. Shit, bring it. Make that shit wide release this time, too.
What?
Derek. Guardians of the Galaxy. No doubt the funnest film of the year. How about it, guys? Do you think DC is sweating bullets on this huge success from Marvel with this unknown property succeeding? Man, DC been sweating bullets in
2008. Yeah.
Shit, not just DC. Throwing Sony with that, too, while you're at it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, what else can you say about DC, man? I mean, they have the little slate of films out now. So they do have a plan, I guess you could say.
I wonder if that was planned out. Did they just throw that shit out? Because, hey, I think, my rumor wasn't true, but it was true to it. They pushed it up.
Right. Not much as you thought they were, but about 3 months off, but still.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, do y'all even have these dates planned out now? You're just making fucking...
That fucking date, man. Because Captain America had that day all by themselves at first.
Yeah.
And then DC was like, oh, fuck it. Release on the same day. I'm like, why would you do that?
We're gonna play chicken with another company that succeeds. No, don't do that.
You're gonna move. Why the fuck would you? All these because 2016 was wide fucking open at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's the fucking point, DC? There's no point in doing this.
They didn't move that date three times now.
Yeah, because granted, you both gonna make money, but you're not gonna make as much as you can if you release on separate days.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
And March is a perfect time to make a lot of. I think it's the best move that's done, and also the most cowardice move. That shows me that they kind of worried to release a movie in March like that, and then that shows me that's probably the best move they can do as well. But then again, Batman and Superman was going to make money regardless of what date it was. They could have released that shit in the middle of June, and they would have been making money all the way to fucking July.
Well, I'm saying, March has proven to be a successful month these past few years.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Yeah, because people are gearing up for the summer at that point, so, you know. I don't know. But, I mean, with something like Guardians or something, I could see that being released in March or whatever, but Batman or Superman, I don't see why they're worried about that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird release date, but, hey, whatever, man.
Yeah, personally, I don't give a fuck about the rhythm. My thing is, what is going on in the DC exec's mind? It's like, what are y'all worried about?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to be worried about here. All you have to say is Batman, Superman, movie together. Bam.
It's funny.
Nothing
I would have said it would have fucking beat Captain America 3 if it would have came out the same day.
Personally, yeah. I mean, the only thing that was going against it with Captain America 3 is it has a better track record and it made a lot of money with it. But personally, it still would have probably beat Captain America 3 at that.
Yeah. But like I said, you have to maximize your profits, so I don't know why they moved that set date in the first fucking place. Now they're like, oh, okay, we're gonna be sensible about this shit. So,
I don't get that at all. It's like I don't see nothing to be worried about with Batman versus Superman. I mean, don't pull a fucking Sony and spend all your money in marketing either and shit like that, because you don't need to fucking market a goddamn thing, to be honest.
You got those two names right there. There you go.
Actually, you showed a fucking 30-second teaser and heard people go, oh my god! Oh! That just goes to show you don't have to show a goddamn thing after that now or whatever. Just keep putting that poster out with that bat net and that S symbol and just say Batman vs Superman 2016. March 3rd. There you go. That's it. You know, and another thing, don't put your fucking expectations high too. At that.
Please don't. Please, that last. No, don't fucking do that.
We gonna make that Iron Man 3 money. That's what we gonna do. It's like, no, you're not.
This one, maybe, since it has Batman in it as well, maybe. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. But,
like, they're doing that shit with Superman, the Man of Steel movie. I'm like, what the fuck were y'all thinking?
And that movie made its money back, whatever. And they were still disappointed about it. I was like, I don't get what your expectations was, whatever. It's like, they had like such high expectations in Zack Snyder or something. Like, it's like, when has he ever crossed a billion mark?
Yeah.
So why are y'all?
Here's a better question: when has Superman ever crossed a billion?
Yeah, I'm about to say. Don't nobody give a fuck about Superman. If Batman barely hit the crust of a billion, what makes you think Superman's gonna do higher than that?
Thank you.
Okay, she's fucking Christ. Yeah, so please, don't. Because that's what it sounds like they're trying to do, is like set their expectations all super high on this, where it's like, please don't do that, because now you're going to be forcing some shit in here like you did in Man of Steel, whatever. And I don't know. I just released the fucking movie, man. Just.
Exactly.
This is a testament here, because I've already said I'm done with the books that's coming. I'm done with those. The animated films, they. Man, those man, them are slow.
Yeah.
We got one coming out. By the time this go up, it'll be already out. Arkham, Assault on Arkham.
Yeah.
Which is already out on VOD, so if you can check that out now. But that's coming out Tuesday, and I'm hearing mixed things on that, like I was on War.
Same here.
So, the animation used to be fucking perfection. And it's not so much the animation, it was the story that they were telling it and how they were putting it together. Like, some of those stories they were putting together was better than the books.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing now, these movies. And then the cartoons, man. Oh, my God. Like, I talked about in the darkness, that Green Arrow short. Did you see that shit?
No, just the description.
Okay, I was about to say, if you finally watched it, man, you would feel my pain. But that shit, man, that was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, that looked like, I don't know if that's a new age of Cartoon Network of how they're moving into their animation style or whatever and shit, but I'm not liking it. I'm not a fan of that shit. Me and Arrow just can't see eye to eye no more. So.
No, you cannot.
Where's that old man Arrow in The Dark Knight Returns?
Exactly.
No, I want that Arrow. He's kind of an asshole, a little rough edge. Superman might have blown his arm off, you know, so. I would think DC's sweating a little, and then I would think Sony's sweating a lot more, you know.
You think?
But then again, Sony sounds so fucking confident with these spinoffs, so I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah, they're so gung-ho, man. Like, oh, yes, man, we know what we're doing.
Yeah. So, can we confirm that, is Sony really, are they really sweating bullets? I mean.
I don't know, man. I think they're in their own world.
Yeah, I don't. So maybe I should take that back, and maybe they not sweating bull, because they seem to be just fucking fine. Keep announcing these.
I don't know why, but hey, I guess somebody put in the water over there. I don't know.
Hey, well, they got a special Blu-ray coming out where they hoping to make the money back, so.
Yeah.
Man, you know what that is, so. Because they've been marketing the fuck out of it on VOD right now and shit, so.
Yeah.
And I think you know which movie we talking about, but. quick, Carol, she says, I really love your conversation about the home market versus the theater chains. I really like that conversation too. What do you guys feel about the Blu-ray / DVD market though? Do you think those will become irrelevant and we will move on to digital downloads or what?
I think they will become irrelevant, because I don't think Blu-ray is doing all that well, is it?
Nah, you know, I never hear the big thing on Blu-rays or anything like that. And for me, I love Blu-ray just because... Yeah. I can put it on my tablet and shit like that.
Yeah, same here.
So I mean, that was the first thing I did when I got the Raid or whatever. I was like, let me put it on my tablet so I can stream it, because Cody knows how I do everything now. I stream everything on Amazon Fire and everything like that. So I really don't even use my Blu-ray player no more, because I have like a library built up of my DVDs and Blu-rays and shit like that. Just because I buy the Blu-ray, so they give me that digital copy to stream. So it's just one click of having everything on this one little box here. So it's just convenient, I guess.
Yeah, the thing about the digital downloads, sometimes most of those, they don't have all the special features and the commentaries and all that.
Pretty much film school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I prefer Blu-rays. But
yeah. Well, you know, I know iTunes does that shit when you download a movie.
Yeah, they just adopted that.
Yeah, they adopted that little feature now where they get, like, behind the scenes or something like that. You get, the, like, a booklet to go with it, a digital booklet or some shit like that and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be the case for digital downloads in the future is going to be just like, you know, where it is today, comes with everything, so.
And you remember that Star Trek movie tried to fuck people over?
No, I don't remember that. What happened with that?
Oh, you don't remember? The Star Trek had, like, they were trying to, the Blu-ray didn't have those behind the scenes and shit like that. They wanted you to pay extra for that. On like iTunes, Amazon, and all that shit.
No shit.
Yeah, so you got three different kinds of special features on each one of those platforms.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so you didn't know about that then, huh?
No.
Oh, so yeah, when that Blu-ray came out last year, they were saying that like iTunes has this set of features, Amazon has this set of features, and I forgot which other platform had another features too. I can't remember. So you got a, it was either Walmart or Best Buy or something like I know I don't think it was Best Buy. I think it was Walmart or Target or whatever. And if you buy the Blu-ray here, you get this special feature. So you pay three different prices to get the full complete setup. And I was like, that's some bullshit for your ass, right?
Fuck you.
That is some. I don't know how successful that was, but if that had been successful, we probably would have been seeing a lot more of that. Because that is a pretty big fucking movie to do something like that with.
Right.
And there's a lot of Star Trek fans. That for God knows they probably could have done that for all I know.
If you're wondering what's the ones that are hating on that goddamn last movie.
Yeah. You mean the movie that got a positive on Rotten Tomatoes and made millions of dollars? Yeah, that movie, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck about it still.
Same here. I know me and you didn't give a shit about that movie. Just like, alright, whatever. Oh, this shit was boring, dude. I was like, man, a space movie that wasn't that interesting. All right. Back to back with Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's tell me which one's best. Yeah, but they pulled some shit like that where I was like, fuck you. You do some shit like that, then I personally don't. Because Blu-ray, compared to DVD, DVD don't have shit. Blu-ray has all those. I mean, they give you like three fucking discs and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nowadays they come with every fucking thing, dude.
Hell yeah. And I think it's worth it.
Digital copy and all that, yeah.
It's worth it, too, because it's like only $24 at the most.
Well, yeah, even like you get like the first week, it's like $20 flat.
Yeah.
Much, so
especially Best Buy. Best Buy have like weird sales like every goddamn day. So
sure, that's very much true.
Every time I go into Best Buy to get a certain Blu-ray, I always see another one I want. I go like, oh damn, that's only. I was like, yeah, I don't want to buy two though. I'll just get one. And I see the other one, I'm like, oh, it's only this price. Oh, the fuck is that cheap?
Exactly.
The Raid. I only spent $20 on that one. I got the Blu-ray with the digital copy to it. So, I mean, and they give you the DVD disc with it and sometimes shit. I mean, for like $26, you can get the blue or the 3D version with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got that Avengers Blu-ray box set or whatever. I only got that for like $50 or something.
Okay.
That came with all that shit and in the 3D Blu-ray itself and all that shit. So I got like five discs in that goddamn thing. For $50, I mean, the Blu-ray market is fucking incredible. But like Cody said, I don't know how well it's doing, to be honest.
Yeah.
People could still be buying DVDs, for all I know.
No, people still are buying DVDs.
Yeah, I know my girlfriend was before she moved in with me.
I'm like, I can't fuck with those anymore.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. When she told me she wanted to get Frozen and she picked up that DVD version, I looked at her and was just like, you don't put that shit down. You don't put that fucking movie down, whatever. Or even when I told Cody, when I was like scrambling to find the Raid or whatever, and the guy was like,
I remember that story, yeah.
We got the DVD version. I looked at him like, the fuck you just say to me? The fuck did you just say, dude? Seriously.
Oh, yeah, this is.
Yeah, exactly.
This is.
Yeah, and then he looked at me and said, I get it, you want that high definition. I said, you fucking right, I want that high definition. Why would you even ask me that, you fucking black fuck you? Shit. You already offended me by asking if the movie's good in the first fucking place. You see me sweating right now asking, you got that movie? Like a crack, like Tyrone Biggins and shit. Hey, where that movie at, man? I was going to say, unless the Blu-ray market, which I think it is, I don't know if it's dying now, but then again, next week we might get like some chart or something like that says it is. So, but unless they do that thing that EA is pulling, which I'm really for EA doing, that subscription shit, that digital download they're doing for their video games, where you only pay like $5.99 a month, which is like damn near $60 a year and shit to download any game you want from that company. Mm-hmm. Unless a Blu-ray company does something like that, then I'm all for it then. You know, shit. That's fucking badass, which I don't know what the fuck CJ was so against that for. I like...
Yeah, it's like, yeah, hey, man, that's all it is.
Yeah, it's because he don't play games. That's what that shit...
Yeah, I don't put enough videos on YouTube for me to watch.
Okay.
So fuck y'all, man.
I don't need to pay games or whatever. I hope that shit is successful. I really do, because I really would like to move it more. Like I said, Toko, my whole house is streaming. I don't...
Yeah, that's the future, man. Right. It really is. So.
It is so fucking convenient. I don't have to pull cables out and plug it into this or HDMI cables and shit like that. Because I don't know if you know, but these TVs ain't putting enough goddamn HDMI ports in these fuckers.
You're lying, man.
Man, fuck, man. I'll tell you, my bedroom TV only has one on that motherfucker. I'm like, god damn. The fuck, I'm supposed to plug this in my console and plug it back and forth and shit like that. So, I'm trying to keep it as fucking close in my Amazon Fire as much as possible. And I have not taken it out since I got it in. So, I say keep it digital. Keep it coming. So, got a couple more, about two more questions. This comes from my Turtles review.
Turtles,
man. We was talking about her. Cynthia, she said, yeah, I don't necessarily get the whole childhood raping thing. Thank you. And you know what? I don't just get that for the turtles. I don't get that for anything.
Exactly. Especially since those don't disappear. Your child is still there.
I was about to say, and I remember telling someone last night, me and Cody talking about, it's a movie. It don't affect your life.
No, it does not.
Yeah, okay. Just don't watch it. If you say it rapes your child, just don't watch it. That's all you gotta do.
Batman and Robin did not rape my childhood.
Thank you. Hate that fucking movie. We talk about how we hate it.
The movie's fucking despicable, but it did not ruin my goddamn childhood.
Fantastic Four. Hate that fucking franchise. I think it's the worst fucking superhero franchise ever and shit.
Yeah.
Didn't rape my childhood of the Fantastic Four, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, so she says, it's like it was a TV show turned movie. Unless a movie affects your life, there should be no childhood raping. Yeah, I can't believe we got to keep repeating that. Have you guys ever felt this way about a form of entertainment? No.
No. Honestly, I haven't.
No. No.
Stuff gets rebooted and they have sequels that fuck up all the time. But like I said, it doesn't detract any value from what came before. It's still there. It's
no.
Still as good as it was. Always has always been. I don't get it.
Was Assassin's Creed amazing and the new one, the story in it, horrible? Yes. Does that rape my childhood of the game? No. No. Does rap music rape my childhood now? No. It's horrible, so I just don't listen to it no more. Yeah. And I move on with my life. How about you, Cody?
Same fucking way.
Yeah.
Almost all the good rap music back in the day is still there. You can download on iTunes right now.
Yeah. Thank you, Cody.
It sounds better than it ever has.
How many times you've been in my car and hearing me play some old ass music? So thank you. Yes, it's still there. Just listen to it. Those old ass video games, you can still play them. If you want to, though.
I don't want to.
I don't either. I don't want to neither. So, but they're still there if you want to play them. I would never want to go back to those games. Matter of fact, you know what? You want to go back to those games? The PlayStation and the Xbox both release like a $50 game that has those old ass games on them and shit. For the PlayStation, I have like those old ass Namco games.
Yeah.
Like the Galaga and all that shit. And for the Xbox, I have those old Sega games and shit like that.
Yeah, all that shit's on there. It's there.
So if I ever want to feel the need to go back to one of them old games, it's not the console. I can just play that fucking game if I want to, because they released that shit for you.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't want to go back to any of that shit. And it does not rape my child. I don't get that shit. I've been hearing that shit all weekends. Oh, they're raping my child. It's like, you know, to be honest, that's an insult to rape now.
Yeah, it really is.
That's an insult to rape. It's a fucking insult to rape now. I wish, and I hate to say it, I wish I knew a woman that was raped, because I'd ask her, how would you feel about this right now? Yeah. The people saying this shit.
Seriously. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Alex says, my God, this is just absurd how people are losing their minds over this movie. It really is.
Thank you, Alex.
Doing what you guys do, what is the worst outcome of situations like this do you really feel when fanboys lose their shit? For me, it's being friends with half of them.
Also the fact that they're gonna keep on doing this shit, it's like it's not gonna stop.
Yeah, it's like, man, y'all, like I had to tell Wayne, man, I said, man, you too old for this, man. Hey, people, you can go back on my Facebook page on the Turtles review where he wrote in something. I just wrote in just saying, Wayne, one, you too damn old for this. I mean, we in 2014 now. You know how this works. Like Cody just said, it's gonna keep happening. It's just gonna keep happening. This is just how it works. Either don't watch it, don't watch. Why make a big deal about it? It's gonna rape your child. There's nothing. Once again, it's an insult to rape. It really is. Now that I keep saying it, it's just, it sounds horrible now.
Yeah. Yeah. Really does.
Yeah, that's my worst thing about it is being friends with half of you, because I gotta read their messages and shit about it and hear how they talk about it. Just like, okay, come on, really? Come on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Basically, the worst outcome is just gonna keep encouraging more people to keep doing this shit. Basically, that's. That's what it comes down to.
The funny thing is, they talk about this rape shit, but yet they go see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm looking at the box office right now. I'm just like, yeah, that looked like a lot of fucking people went to go see that fucking movie.
You know, half of that shit with the fucking fanboys are crying foul over this shit.
Just so, you know, and you know why the reason why they go see it is just so they can find something to bitch at about it.
Yeah.
Want to go find something to... Oh, they learned martial arts from a book? That's ridiculous. Come on, man.
This song of the end credits is fucking horrific.
Come on, man. That whole logic of existing is fucking ridiculous.
Jesus Christ, man. These fucking turtles, man. I don't understand.
The turtle was trying to tell me, it was just like, yeah, it's ridiculous, but you can make something good. Okay, well, then no fault this movie, then. I don't see none of y'all faulting that previous movie for being fucking ridiculous. Matter of fact, that was epic of its time or something like that. But yet, this movie gets the shit.
Yeah, a lot of people live and die by that 1990 movie. I don't fucking get it.
Cody, you actually brought up a movie too not too long ago that you said people was doing the same exact thing that me and you actually liked. And that was the A-Team.
Oh, that's right. Even though they say true to the fucking series itself. No, people are like, no, way too fucking silly.
Just because that show was ridiculous doesn't mean you have to make a ridiculous movie. What? Okay. All right, man. All right. They flew a tank. Yeah, I could have sworn they did some ridiculous shit just like in that show, just like this. Now, see, now just because the show was ridiculous doesn't mean they can't make something serious, though, and good. It's like...
Mr. T was a fucking character on that show. That dude is a goddamn joke.
Thank you.
You can't make anything credible out of this shit. Come on, man.
That dude is a parody of a parody. Come on.
So I like Mr. T, man, but come on, let's be real.
Same here. I like Mr. T too, but this is just me and Cody trying to defend our point. You don't get what you're saying here. It's just like, well. Why they can't take the turtles and make it deep? How come they couldn't make it deep back in the 90s?
Yeah, I'll tell you, some people would say they would, or they did, rather.
Oh, yeah, they did. That had so much heart in it. You just don't understand.
So.
They were trying to make this new one hip.
Like, man.
Cody, see, me and you just don't get it, because we wasn't fans. See, that's what it was.
Yeah, I guess we just have a different perspective on it.
That is some bullshit for your ass, man. You know what? Part of me gonna raise my rating up to a fucking C to piss you people off more. Or raise that shit up higher just to piss you motherfuckers off and shit. Cause fanboys actually wrote me that actually love those films saying, just by hearing you give that description, I'ma hate the movie. I know it. I'm seeing it this weekend or whatever, but I'ma hate it. I know. It's like, why are you gonna go see it then?
Yeah.
You walking in with a biased opinion and you gonna go see it anyway. It's like, why?
No fucking sense.
And don't let my description of it throw you off of you. Me giving a description, you seeing it is two different goddamn things.
Right.
Because personally, for me, I thought they got the turtles just right.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the best part of the fucking movie.
Right? Yeah, it's the best part of the fucking movie. Even, which I said, that rat looked like shit. Mm-hmm. He was effective.
He's badass.
He kicked ass, man. He did what he needed to do. He had some cool fight scenes. I was like, all right, I'm liking this or whatever and shit. I don't know why people bitching about how... to me, I'm bitching about what he looked like, because he just looked like shit.
Yeah.
And they gave him that racist-ass Japanese beard and shit like that. I like how nobody's bitching about that. But they're bitching about why they had to make him look like a real rat. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Oh, man. I love it.
Who was that that asked us what's the definition of a fanboy on the darkest? Man, okay, well then there you go, man. There you your turtle looks. When you hold something up like this, that is your definition, man. But Cody, man, CJ just sent us a message.
Oh, did he?
Maybe he just sent it to me. I'm just looking at my phone right now.
What did he say?
He says.
I got it.
Okay, you got it too. Okay, so I guess by the time we finish this up, he'll be ready. So I guess I don't know.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and get in the box office in, because I'm sure we're going to talk a lot about the turtle. I think it's going to be a good review right here. Depending on how CJ feels, if that nigga ain't drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
People,
son of a bitch.
People, this nigga, I swear to God, Friday fucking, what was it, night, I guess? Sends us a message. Or was it Saturday morning? Something like that, whatever. I was going to see it Friday, whatever, but I got drunk and saw the movie and fell asleep on it. You know, that's the third time I've known he did that shit with the Raid, too.
That's right.
He saw it at midnight, and he's like, I went drinking before. I was like, who the fuck goes drinking before the movie match?
Man, just the fuck, you get your priorities all fucked up.
Man, got your shit backwards, just like Ohio. Maybe that's why, I guess. I don't know. Maybe, You have a drink, then go watch the movie. Didn't go drink at the bar and shit like that.
That is how you fucking do it.
Oh my gosh. And this is coming from two motherfuckers that ain't responsible. You know, I like having CJ aboard because he makes us look responsible.
Exactly, man. That's why I can't wait till he brings his ass out here. Make us look so good.
He gonna make us look so good. Man, he definitely gonna give you some brownie points with the women, dude. Shit. I would say us, but since I'm taking, I'm like, shit, he gonna give you some fucking, he gonna give you some high fucking standards, dude. You just don't know it yet. All his fuck-ups gonna make you look perfect, dude.
Damn.
Hey, man, but the number 5 film, dropping down for number 2, which has actually brought in some good money, brought in $9.3 million, that's Lucy. Man, that's fucking incredible to bring in number 5, 9 million. Man, like, I like how when I click on this link, the first thing I see is a fucking available on Amazon Instant Video for you, P1, Amazing Spider-Man.
You know, I love the box office right now.
Man, that shit is all over this fucking thing. Oh, there goes more of Sony's marketing money. Spending more money to market this shit. That's awesome. That budget, man, on Lucy was $40 million. $97 million domestically. Foreign, $15 million. Worldwide, $112 million. Yeah, that's got to be probably the biggest shocker of the summer.
Is it really a shocker?
I guess not.
I want to say it's such a shocker, especially Star-Jo. I think she has a lot of clout in Hollywood nowadays.
Yeah, I guess I was just saying that because this is her first big movie since.
Yeah.
She's been doing a lot of limited shit since working with Marvel. Which were, by the way, great for me. I mean, but like, in the general audience didn't see it, obviously, and shit. Like, under the skin, I like that movie a lot. It was definitely on my top 10 list so far. And after looking at the slate that was coming out, I might just stay on that top 10 list. So I guess that list I gave you earlier, Cody, it might stay like that. Because I don't think anything is coming out this fall that's really worthwhile of me throwing. So I guess that was just a shocker for me. I guess still the biggest shocker is 22 Jump Street, though.
Yeah, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Do you think Marvel's looking at this and saying, shit, full stop ahead in that fucking Black Widow movie?
Well, remember the woman that helped on Guardians of the Galaxy as far as writing wise, whatever. Keep forgetting her fucking name. She's the one that's supposed to be writing the Black Widow. I don't know if she's working on that or they. I don't know why they would attach her to that if they have. So I'm assuming they're gonna make that at some point.
Okay.
You know what I say, dude. Well, once she gets done with the whole pregnancy thing or get that over with, I think that really put a step backwards as well on that as well, seeing how that's going to go. But I say they give her own TV spot on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You think ScarJo would be deaf TV?
No. But when I say her own TV spot, I mean literally her own TV spot. Make that whole episode just about her.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like a current role.
No, not like not playing like what's her name? Maria Hill, nothing like that, or coming in like that. I don't mean like playing something. I mean basically focus an episode all on her.
No, I could totally see that.
Like, yeah. Following the effects after of Captain America.
Yeah, I can see that.
Kind of like how Walking Dead does when the, when the characters had to split up and shit and they follow each character. Maybe they should do something like that.
Okay, yeah, I could totally see that, yeah.
I think that'd be badass. See how, and then do one with Nick Fury as well. See how we pick up here.
That'd be great as well.
So, I would definitely love it. We all know Samuel Jackson's up.
The motherfucker does everything, so...
Man, when the fuck does he have time to do this shit, dude?
Seriously.
Dude, I was looking at his movie slate. He has so many independent films out and shit. I'm just like, when the fuck does he does this shit? Like, I will never hear an actor complain about they have scheduling conflict. Because there is no...
The independent shit. There's so many comic book films he's in.
Yeah. He's in every fucking thing. And TV, too. Commercials.
Yeah.
It's like, this dude is in every fucking form of media and shit. I've heard him on the radio the other day. Shit, doing a radio. I was just looking at him like, where the fuck did he get time? Matter of fact, he was doing Obama promotions and shit.
Right.
Samuel Jackson, man. That dude. That nigga cloned himself.
That's why I can see why he got mad when I did call Lawrence Fishburne. He's like, dude, Lawrence Fishburne doesn't have much exposure as I do.
Yeah, exactly. I like how he kept that shit going, too, though. Like, no, let's talk about that. that was probably the classiest anyway, because he kept it funny still or shit like that. Didn't get mad or anything like that. But check this out. Did RoboCop a month later, Captain America, when it was over. Now, RoboCop wasn't as big or whatever, but when you hear the name come out, you go like, oh, it's going to be big or whatever, shit like that. Yeah, that's big or whatever. This motherfucker shows up in two goddamn scenes or whatever. How the fuck do you have time to show up in two big movies like that and play the roles he does and shit? And still appeared in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for cameo sections. But, hey, you know, would you want to see a Black Widow movie?
I'd be down for a Black Widow movie. Yeah, I would.
I would be, too. Me and Martin was talking about this, and, he brought up something to me where I kind of thought, he was just like, would you want to see some more spy shit even after Winter Soldier broke that down? And yeah. I said, I guess it would depend on the delivery of it now, because now that you bring that up, that is a good point now.
Shit, throw Hawkeye in there too. Make it a Black Widow and Hawkeye movie.
Then there you go. He brought that up too. He was like, that's how you would do that movie then. And I think that's what Marvel said they were going to do with them or something like that, make her... such a side. I mean, she had such a good fucking role in fucking Captain America Winter Soldier. She had a big ass role in there.
Right. Shit, make it a prequel. We were talking about they met Budapest and all that.
Yeah.
Fuck, do that. I'd be down for that.
Or, you know what? Have that black eye. Black eye. Must have been thinking about Forrest Whitaker and shit. Have that Black Widow Hawkeye movie. Have them bring up S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
There you go.
Oh my god, that'd be badass. Okay, now I do want to see
that. That movie can work, man.
I want to see that movie. Yeah, the S.H.I.E.L.D. movie. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. movie. Bring back Nick Fury, Black Widow, and Hawkeye. Bring that movie in or whatever shit. My god. God damn, dude. So many fucking possibilities here. But number four movie, which I did not think this movie was not going to do anything at all. And I didn't even know this was a wide release film, too. 2,000 theaters, too.
That shit was a wide release? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Matter of fact, you know what? I do remember seeing this, too. And it had more... It was in closer theaters to me than Step Up was.
Really?
Yeah, and I was shocked, but I was like, where the fuck is Step Up at? Because I was, like I said, I was going to have to go see it if I would have had to fucking... Because they didn't give us a screen. Give me a screen for any of this shit. Except for one that I just didn't give a fuck about because I went to go see Turtles instead. So, and that was that fucking Storm shit. But 100-Foot Journey.
Yep.
That brought in $11 million. God, who the fuck saw this movie?
Hey, look who distributed it. I didn't realize it.
Hey, I'm looking at this shit too right now. God damn. All right, well, hey, that fucking rat, man. I'm telling you.
Man,
I'm telling you. I told you, Buena Vista releases anything and everything. And they make money somehow. No marketing on this movie whatsoever. And made half its budget. An opening weekend took...
Mind you, only got released over here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god, 2000. See, Spider-Man, you can learn from this. That rat is like, just put that shit out. Don't waste no money, Morgan. What the hell is wrong with you? That shit. $22 million is the budget. It brought in $11 million, dude. That's half his fucking budget. That's a fucking success. People's like, oh, well, is it going to make... I think it's going to make its money back slowly. I mean, next week, it'll probably be at, like, number six or some shit like that. And it'll bring, like, $6 million. It'll be past the $20 million. I mean, damn. All right. So next movie is the one I missed because I had to go see Ninja Turtles or whatever.
Much.
Yeah, I don't think I missed much neither. A lot of people talking shit about this. They actually had the balls to release this movie in over 3,400 theaters too, which it was. It's like, wow, because I don't remember. I don't know about you, but I barely saw one commercial for this.
Yeah, I haven't seen shit.
So, that's that Warner Brothers for you. Hey, Warner Brothers trying to take a jab at Sony too.
I guess they are.
But the thing about this is, this shit costs too much now. $50 million. That's a lot, man. That movie brought in $18 million. So overseas, brought in $8 million. So worldwide, $26
million. Yeah, I think they're about 15 years too late with this movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think they brought this out when nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember a movie called Twister did this shit already. You know what?
That was hot shit back then.
I was about to say, not even that many years ago. I remember a little movie called Beast of the Southern Wild.
Oh, that's right.
Oscar nominated film,
yeah.
Covered the tsunamis of not tsunami, the
but the thing with that one, it wasn't quite spectacle though.
No, it wasn't. And with the non marketing of this, I don't think people really know that this was spectacle.
Ain't going into that storm. I'm gonna wait for that fucking storm.
I like how I'm looking at this poster right now. That storm's like, you goddamn right, I'm the character of this film. Shit, I'm the fucking main character of this shit.
Exactly.
So.
See that fucking fire tornado behind me.
Yeah, I'm looking at that shit like a fire tornado. Like, hey, you know what? Warner Brothers is challenging sci-fi with Sharknado. Is that what this is?
That's what it looks like.
It's like, hey, we got the cow-nado, you know? Yeah, bringing that back.
The sharks have got fire, bitch.
Yeah, we got fire, bitch. People love fire. You saw Pompeii, right?
Yes.
That movie did all right, right?
Yeah, I know a few people saw it, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? That was one of our movies, right? Actually,
that
was Sony. Oh, well, hey, it was close enough. Right down the street from them, ain't that enough? hey, it's like a joint venture, you know? I'm shocked that's number three, though. Hey, I guess that's a... That shit gonna be gone by next week, let's be real.
Yeah, I guess a few people want to get their little disaster fix in.
Yeah, the number two film... No shock by this that this went down. Guardians of the fucking Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And even with this opening, that's still a fucking, I mean, $41.5 million. Cody, can I tell you that it just made its money back in the second week?
Yeah, you can tell me. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, the budget on that was $170. Domestically brought in $175.9 million. Overseas, $137.3 million. Worldwide, $313 million. Yeah, I think it made his money back, Cody.
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah, Spider-Man, you can learn from this.
Yes, not bad for a ragtag group of fucking delinquents.
Yeah, Spider-Man, you really can learn from this now. You didn't get nowhere near close to this budget. 170 is cheap, but still a lot. And to make it back in your second weekend to be unknown, like you said, ragtag team, it's pretty goddamn impressive there.
Yeah, very impressive, considering fucking how long it takes Spider-Man to get to fucking 175.
Oh, gee, man, we was counting it down, remember? No, you say 175, how about 200?
I was talking about the 175, because Guardians made that shit in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so you think by next week it's going to have 200?
Oh, easily, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So every week we was counting down people, yeah, Spider-Man's at 197 now, it's getting there. 198, it's almost there. Every week, it took forever to get to 200, and...
Man.
It looked like next week it's going. I think next week Guardians gonna pull another $20 million, easily.
You know the funny thing is we cannot escape this shit. Those fucking ads, man.
No.
Staring us right there.
No, I'm looking at it right. It looked like one of them fucking Fandango posts I got on my side. I'm staring at it like right here, just looking at it like, damn, that's the even the poster look hard. Even the Blu-ray cover. Even the Blu-ray cover look horrible. I was like, why is Harry on there? Why is the rhino even on that motherfucker? Like, seriously. Jesus Christ, man, that poster should just have Mary Jane, I mean, I'm Mary, Gwen Stacy and Spider-Man on there and Electro in the back. That's it.
They actually had theatrical posters that looked fucking good. I don't know why they just put that on the fucking cover, but whatever.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Whatever. With the biggest movie being Expendables next week, is it safe to say that this movie, I mean, I think this top five really ain't going to be that much of a change?
No, I think, I don't know with Expendables, man. It's really up in the air. I'm trying to say, I don't know if it'll come in number one. I'm thinking maybe number two.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, I don't know. I think Guardians and fucking the Turtles have a chance to flip-flop. I think that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that far away from each other. Well, you know what? Let's get number one is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with $65 million here.
Yep.
And the budget on that was $125 million, overseas $28.7 million, worldwide $93 million. For opening weekend, that's pretty goddamn well. And I think this movie's going to make its money back and then some. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it will.
Because I'm predicting another 20 to 30 million next week as well. Expendables, I don't think it's been as much hype as the last two movies had.
No, it hasn't. I think it has something to do with that fucking PG-13 rating, man.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people, like, I told a guy about that who was pumped up to see it for all the fucking reasons why. And I told him about, because he's like a kid or something like that, old-ass man like kid. I told him, I was like, you know they got changed to PG-13. He said, he looked at me and was like, oh, fuck that movie then. I'm not gonna go say, what the fuck? Why would they do that?
Exactly. Why the fuck would you alienate your audience like that?
And this dude was in his late 40s.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show you, like you just said, you alienated your audience of who wanted that rated R, old school. I don't even can say that, because those first two fucking movies had some of the fakest fucking blood I've ever seen. Like, you remember those movies, man?
Yeah.
Man, even the opening in the second one where they were shooting everybody and shit, and the blood just kept squatting over the camera and shit, and I was just looking at it like, my God, man. I thought you was going to go back to the older where you show the real blood, the practical blood, and like, not this CGI shit, whatever. What is this shit, dude?
Yeah, now it's like, what do you have going for you with this PG-13 rating?
It's like, I don't want to see none of these actors. I don't give a fuck about none of them.
Yeah, I know I don't, for sure. Fuck that.
Yeah, and then for Stallone to come out and say, this is going to be better than the rating. Okay. Now I definitely don't want to see that movie. Because you know why? We had a badass rated R action movie this year. It was called The Raid.
Exactly.
So I don't need to see this movie.
No, hell no.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if I get more embarrassing fucking lines like I did with Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis going over there. Oh my God, that shit was so embarrassing.
Man, that was the worst exchange of dialogue I've seen in ages. I shit you not.
I stood up and just shook my head. I was ready to walk out. I was just like, you know, and it kept going too. That's the thing.
I'm like, what the fuck? Where did she go? This shit is not funny.
Who is shooting this camera that I won't take the camera off these two fuckers?
God damn.
Jesus Christ. They just kept repeating. I was just looking at him like, stop it. Just stop, please. Oh, stop. Someone made a joke. Actually, I think it's a meme now, whatever. Someone made a joke that you don't hear people talk about The Raid as much as you do Chuck Norris. And then somebody made a meme saying, that's because The Raid wasn't made for a joke like Chuck Norris. And I was like, couldn't agree more. When you're a joke, you're going to get talked about. So, Chuck Norris. Ain't nobody want to fucking see his ass. Come on now. I didn't like his fucking show when I was a kid. What the fuck, man? You didn't want to see his ass now. Seriously, Wayne, I got to ask you this. How can you defend that and hate on the turtle? I don't get your sense of logic here, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
These Expendable movies go against all everything you love about the 80s action films. Don't they, though? They're like an insult to 80s films, though, right?
They really are, because they said they're trying to hock it back to that shit, but yet, it's just a lesser version of those films.
Yeah, it's a weaker B version of what them, and them movies were B version of it, and it's a weaker B version of that shit, and then you dumb it down with fake blood and a PG-13 rating, and then people still say, I still want to go see it, because it's what I want. It's like, what? Alright, I'll get your logic now. Why you see these movies.
Fucking awful, dude. I hate this fucking franchise.
I fucking hate this franchise, too.
I fucking despise it.
Yeah, it's the worst goddamn thing ever. And the way CJ talked about it, it sounds like everything I'm going to hate, so. But where do you see Expendables coming in now in this top? Now I'm thinking number. I'm thinking number four.
Yeah, man. I'm thinking number two.
Yeah. You know what? Those movies, they usually come out in August, right? That's when they come out.
Oh, come on, August, yeah.
And they always come out when nothing else came out.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Here now we got Guardians and the fucking Turtles. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, and they're still bringing in money too, as well. So I mean, this is some good fucking, and Turtles. That's some good money right there, man. I mean, Expendables would have to make $50 million or more to be number one.
I don't see it making $50 million.
Because I see Turtles bringing in. If it ain't a huge drop off, which it probably will be, but who knows? Whatever. If you're taking people to see Turtles or fucking, you know, who knows, man? With that PG-13 rating, you think that'll help? Shit.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. The audience, man. I don't think it cares to the audience.
No, because they know.
PG-13 rating for a fucking Expendables film?
When I went to go the theater where we had our screener for Turtles at. Now, granted, it was a screener, so I guess it really don't matter. But I remember when I was standing and I was making a phone call, whatever, I heard people at the ticket booth still saying Guardians of the Galaxy and shit. Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever.
But granted, at that same token, maybe it just has that name. People just go in blind. I don't worry about the fucking rating. Like, oh, fuck, dude, Expendables movie. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Probably so, because I don't think they really made a big deal about that PG-13.
Yeah,
they kind of snuck that shit in there. What pisses me off about Sly is you gonna sit up here and talk about you making a raid movie. It's like, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, don't sit up here. Yeah, a part of me wants to see it just for that fact, just so I can point out some bullshit on your ass. Where it's like, nigga, fuck you. You ain't making no. Like, that is the most insulting thing I've ever fucking heard, to be honest.
That is very much insulting. Mention Expendables, the masterpiece like The Raid 2 in the same fucking sentence.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the second, first one too. For that matter. you bring up any of them Expendable movies compared to the rest. Look at you, be like, I don't give a fuck if you throw in some space adventure in this shit or whatever. You ain't topping no Raid, Sly.
Hell no.
You retarded fuck.
You ain't topping the fucking Raid.
No, exactly. Whatever and shit. Yeah, you ain't topping the Raid. I don't know what the hell you might be typing that Raid remake.
Oh god, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you topping that. Yes.
Yeah, especially with that cast news I heard about.
Yeah, that cast news is going to be amazing. How they fucking go from the Hemsworth brothers to this nigga now? Damn, like, that is a huge... If you mean to tell me that the Hemsworth brothers turned that down, you went from them to fucking... That's like going from Chris Hemsworth. I ain't saying he's the biggest star ever or whatever, but with Marvel, star of all stars right now, to fucking the failure.
Pretty much.
Like that is a huge gap change right there of actors. It's like, what?
God.
It's like, oh, okay, all right.
I guess.
Action films I've seen him fight in, I did not like him. His fight wasn't convincing in John Carter, that's for damn sure. Neither was X-Men or, oh, God. Why would you do this?
Isn't it a little, that's Sony doing that?
That's a Sony film, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. it's by Screen Gem, so. Hey, Sony got one classic on their hands. They own the rights to the original Raid, so. Even though they ain't touch a goddamn thing of it, because they just distributed it, but, you know.
Right.
Hey, I think the original distributor just got Sony for cheap. That's what it was.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's get in some Blu-ray releases. This is disappointing right now. Yeah. Breaking my fucking heart. Blu-ray releases, man. We got a film I told you about after I saw X-Men, which was a James McAvoy film, Filth.
Ah, okay.
A little James McAvoy film. Film, I liked it a lot, but it wasn't all that great that you got to rush on to see. James McAvoy performance is what was good in it, really, that hold it together. So, I'm looking forward to getting that. Halle Berry, man, she's on the road, man. Frankie and Alice. You remember that piece of shit movie?
Frankie, what the fuck was that?
Oh man, it was a horrible fucking piece of shit that I never wants to fucking see again. Shit.
Frankie and Alice?
Yeah, it is horrible. Holly Berry was trying. She is trying way too fucking hard. She was like really trying to throw something. Like she was trying to fucking put all her all into this movie. It was just like looking at her like, you need to stop. It's too narrative too. There's narration all throughout the whole fucking film, whatever. And you don't understand a goddamn thing going on because it's so fucking clumsy and shit. They just like, okay, please fucking stop. I will say this, 21%, it went up, man. Because I remember it being 7% when it came out.
Okay.
I think this came out when Captain America, around that time when Captain America came out, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was. April 4th, so.
Frankie and Alice, alright.
It's a piece of shit low indie film, whatever, that you don't ever want to fucking see, so.
Probably not.
No, especially if you don't like Halle Berry, then no.
Yeah, not a huge fan, but
yeah, not non-acting bitch. Anyway, I think we talked about this last week. Fade and Gigolo, Woody Allen, John Turturro, that John Turturro film.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mixed reviews on it. At first I thought it was a Woody Allen film. Then I forgot that John Turturro was the one to direct it. I was like, oh, thank God, because it wasn't that good. I was like, oh, because, you know, I think I made that statement where I was like, I'm actually, looking back at Woody Allen's career, I'm actually looking forward to more Woody Allen film than I am a Scorsese film these days. So then I saw this, and I was like, I better take that statement back now. But then I said, oh, God, thank God it's not his film. It's John Turturro's director debut. Directing wasn't bad on it. It was fucking writing in it. Sofia Vergara was in it too. And
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that goes.
Yeah, the chef, she was great in, but in here, no, that didn't show at all. Whatever. Woody Allen and John Turturro, the main stars of it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing you need to check out too. It's in the middle of the road film. You remember a shitty horror film called The Quiet Ones?
That sounds very familiar.
Because I don't remember it. I think it was. I remember I reviewed this, and it wasn't the one where I said the mentally challenged kids were saying it was still. That was Oculus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is the one after Oculus.
I really don't remember it.
Man, this shit is. It came out in April too. I remember it came out the week after Captain America, I don't remember a damn thing of this film too. It was so weak. I think they were trying to. It was a found footage film where they were trying to say the girl was possessed and they locked her up in this castle where they tried to exorcise her or something like that and they ran studies on it. It was so fucking boring, dude. I was like, Jesus. Girlfriend got mad at me. She said, I don't never want to come to a screener with you ever again and shit. She said, I can't believe you would drag me to this boring shit here. And I was just like, hey, this ain't a screener. Horror films don't get screeners or whatever. I had to pay for this shit. So, you goddamn right I dragged you with me. I was not seeing this shit by myself.
God, I'm totally fucked up to go see this shit by myself.
Man, because last year I saw a lot, because like I said, horror movies don't give screeners. And they know why, because they cheap as fuck. So ain't no reason to say. So you know, most of them I paid for, like Insidious 2, which pissed me the fuck off. Very insulted by it. And I've seen a lot of those movies by myself, too. Because there was no way in hell I was going to drag somebody like you. Come see this with me, man.
Goddamn right you
want. come see this with me, man. You gotta come see this with me. So, you know, when you're there by yourself, you get to analyze a movie a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. And sitting there just staring, watching this fucking movie, and like Insidious 2, I was just sitting there looking like, this is a fanboy film right here. Because those people that love the first one, they're going to give this movie a pass right here. Mm-hmm. And sure enough.
Insidious 3 on the way.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Insidious, the first movie, was so fucking scary. It's the scariest thing I've ever fucking seen. It's like, really? Okay, really? And then when the second one comes out, it wasn't scary, but hey, it was cheesy and hokey, and that's what I kind of wanted. Is that really what you wanted out of the first? Okay. You sat up here and told me how deep and serious the first one was, and then you go sit up and say, I wanted a non-serious sequel and shit like that. I knew it was going to be comedic and stuff. Like, How do you jump shift tones like that though?
No, I don't understand that shit.
That's some fanboy shit right there.
I don't get that.
That movie was ripping off other movies too, like blatantly. Like they straight up stole some Shining shit. Like they stole a whole 20 minutes of the Shining scene.
Wow.
I was just sitting there looking, shaking my head, like, did he really just put his head through the door and say, oh my gosh, come on.
Horror movies for you nowadays, folks.
Man, like, fuck you, man. I can't leave Jay that pass, man. Come on, man. You gonna sit up here and bitch him. Yeah, that shit no pass. Yeah, but Quiet Ones, man, that felt never. It was boring as fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Next one. Oh, I think I did put this one on my, not summer best of, but as in a movie of my best of so far, I honorable mention best of. That was Only Lovers Left Alive. That was that Tom Hiddleston movie.
Ah, okay. Was that the one where he was a vampire?
That was the vampire one, that's right. Okay. He played hipster vampires, if you will.
Hipster vampires. That's how much much better than Twilight.
Actually, it was, because there was a lot more killing in it. Pretty much, it just made it look like Tom Hiddleston belonged as a vampire.
Okay.
Because I was just like, oh, they gave him that hair he had in the Dark World and just said, here you go, man. Give him a guitar and let him play shit. I was like, damn, that nigga actually looked like a vampire. Why isn't he Dracula in Dracula Untold?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, he has the accent for it. He looks like it. I mean, he's got that dark hair and shit. He's got that sinister look to him. I was just like, man, he looks like a fucking vampire. There go your Blade remake, then. He could be the villain for it. There you go. And the next one, how can we forget this movie? The last film here. It's been marketing all over the box office. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Cody. Woo!
Cannot wait.
This movie got a 53%? I thought it was lower.
I thought it
was lower,
too.
What the fuck? Shit. Okay. All right. I thought it was lower. I thought it was like 43 or some shit. I thought it was...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I thought it was 39, maybe. It was only like 53. That's not saying it's horrible. That's saying it's halfway decent or something. I don't even.
Yeah. Ain't nowhere near that.
Yeah, I mean, it had parts. But that's not halfway, because this film was over 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's a 2 hour film. That's a 2.5 hour film, and the parts that were decent were like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So that doesn't, no, that's not halfway decent.
No, it's not.
That's saying, hey, I like this element. Wish they could have did this, but they did this way, so it's still, fuck it still.
Yeah.
Wow, alrighty then. So, trailer talk, my friend, man. Trailer talk. Oh, but before that, you know what? Upcoming film, I want to just go ahead and give this announcement out. We got a Wednesday release before that Friday release. That's that Let's Be Cops film.
Oh, that's right.
I'm actually curious to see that movie. I mean, the trailer kind of portrays it as it's going to be shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard Denway and Jerry, he's pretty good comedic actor. That's what I heard. I haven't seen him anything, really. But
I heard him at a TV show. Which one is it he's on?
Is it New Girl?
Yeah, is it Girl? It's somewhere. I thought it was Girls, but I think he might be right, New Girl or something like that. And I heard he was one of the best things of it.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Plus, he looks just like his fucking father. I mean,
he looks just like
him. I was like, damn. I was like, people talking about them Smith just shitting out family. I was like, did Damon Wayne, did he fucking just clone himself younger or something like this?
Seriously.
Shit, dude, he looks just like him, sounds like him, and everything. I was like, holy fuck, dude. And he doesn't look like he's playing it over the top, neither.
Yeah, that's one thing I look at in the trailer. It doesn't look like too ridiculous.
Yeah, but this, it looks like it's set up for shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love a good comedy, man. So.
Yeah, there's a few and far between, man.
Yeah, it really fucking is. But the director on here, man, he did. You remember that little Rob Snyder film called The Animal?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Or even that movie, Something Borrowed. You remember that, too? Remember that film? I can't say. I mean, his best movie, which I'm not even crazy about, is his best movie is Role Models.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I did not like Role Models.
Yeah, same here. That's his best movie. Because he's only done 4 movies. That's The Girl Next Door, Something Borrowed, and The Animal.
Wow.
And the Role Models. And like you said, I did not like Role Models. The only thing I like about Role Models is Paul Rudd. Because once again, I just like Paul Rudd in general. But I wish he could get away from this shit. And just seeing him in that, I was just like, man, I know you can be a good actor. Please, just get away. Please, man, just get it. That's like my shining hope of Ant-Man. It's just, it gets him away. Now, like that movie, I just hope it succeeds on the fact that it gets Paul Rudd in other ventures of doing shit.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I hope he just goes to drama or even more action flicks or something like that, because I know he's getting in shape for it. I heard him talking about it or whatever and shit like that. So
yeah, I heard about it too.
I'm just hoping that he gets the fuck away from these Judd Apatow or romantic comedy bullshit films, because my God, man, his career has been watered down with that shit, and I think he could have done better.
Yeah.
I agree with that. He has a leading man look to him and everything. It's just like, they want him to play that doofus fat guy or whatever or something. I'm just like, This is 40 really tried to sum that up. Like, they was trying to make him fat in that movie.
Yeah.
They were like, sis, I was like, you better stop eating them fucking cupcakes, Paul Rudd. They are trying to fucking turn you into the next Seth Rogen. You just don't see it yet, man. But they're, you don't see it yet, but it's coming, my brother. You just don't see. Stop it. Yeah, you know what? After naming those movies, this lets me confident. Don't know.
Yeah, I can't get this movie any hype or anything. And that fucking track record, fuck no.
No, Animal, I fucking despise Animal, that movie.
You got no.
No. That was his first movie too.
God damn.
And then he follows it up with The Girl Next Door.
No.
And then he ends his movies with Something Borrowed. It's like some bullshit with this. Oh, God.
Too much of my goddamn time.
Yeah, exactly. A 2-hour fucking bullshit ass film. Oh, my God. Yeah, the reason why I was checking, I want to bring up some more movies, is I want to bring up this movie called, which I saw on Wednesday. So it got Michael Fassbender in it.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Frank.
Frank.
Yeah, man, it's getting high reviews and shit like that. I can't believe it doesn't have a consensus yet, because it's got over 60 reviews or Rotten Tomatoes, so 88% right now. But I think it's actually Michael Fassbender's first comedy besides 12 Years a Slave. No.
Take a little bit for it to register.
That's my nigga, boy. You let my nigga go. I was like, damn, that nigga was embracing this role too much now. yeah, so people, if you get you probably won't, so never mind, take that, it's a literal, so never mind. You live in L.A. and New York, then go check it out.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for this, man, it looked, like, just crazy off the wall, man. I'm like, okay, this looks pretty fun, it's looking unique.
Mm-hmm. I want to see this. Very unique for Michael Fassbender, too.
Yeah.
And coming up at him playing that head, or whatever the fuck you want to call that thing, that puppet head or some shit like that. That shit was creepy, dude. I might go check that one out again or whatever, since I found out there's an art house theater by us over here, so.
Yeah, man, I appreciate when these top-notch actors do roles like that.
Especially when you're coming off an Oscar film like Toy Slade. No, he's coming off fucking X-Men First Class and shit.
Yeah,
I mean, not First Class, Days of Future Past, yeah, whatever. I think that's why I liked the Filth film so much. I was like, yeah, that came out the same week that Filth came out. And I was like, damn, you know, I appreciate that he can go for some big budget. He can do that film like that and act his ass off. I want to keep throwing it out there, people. I was like, God damn, dude, this dude. Like, I feel sorry for McAvoy in that film. Like, he's got all these cool-ass powers and techniques, and I'm like, he's just looking like he's ready to break down and just cry out the whole movie. I'm just like, I feel for the dude, like, in so many ways and shit like that. Like, that's how you make me feel these X-Men films, whatever. It's like how he did or whatever. And I was just like,
absolutely.
I feel for the son of a bitch. I was just like, and then to go see Filth, I was like, I appreciate an actor that can go and do off like that. And then, you know, our trailer talk obviously was getting bad reviews already. Yeah, horrible reviews, actually. Expendables 3.
Oh, joy.
You ready for this? I've never seen this trailer.
I've stayed away from all of them, so.
Yeah, exactly. I stayed away from all. I stayed away from all these trailers, too. I've never seen this trailer.
I only see a TV spot here and there, but that's pretty much it.
I've never even seen that. Only thing I've seen is that trailer I think they did for the Super Bowl was when they all walked out.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I don't even know if that was for the Super Bowl, to be honest. They released some trailer where they all was just whistling and they just walked out and then it just said 3, I guess. It's like, oh, okay. It's coming. But Expendables 3, Trailer 3, which I never even seen 1 and 2, so I don't even know why. So, let's see if this will hype my attention up. Probably won't.
Yeah.
Oh, they doing that whistling shit again. Why are they wearing Nazi outfits? What? Like, shit, why are they wearing them old-ass militant outfits? Oh, God. Okay, pause in the trailer. Why? What? What the fuck? You know what? Maybe I should stop seeing these trailers before I'm like, what in the fuck was Wesley Snipes doing with a bag over his head and had the Django haircut going? Oh my God, Cody's not watching this show, but only if he could see this shit right now. They just freed Wesley Snipes from a fucking freight train that looked like it was filled of little Chinese men or something, like back in the fucking 1970s or whatever. And his head had to been, he straight up had a Django head. They freed this nigga from slavery? Okay, are you playing the track? Goddamn. Why is, oh God, why is Wesley Snipes speaking with a Jamaican accent?
Why is he in this movie? We started this whole Expendables thing.
Oh, man.
But we had a falling out.
What are you gonna do?
I got a shitty Eminem song in here.
Jesus Christ, Schwarzenegger. Oh my God, they're in Vegas. Oh my God, they are in fucking Vegas, dude. They're still in Vegas. They're recruiting women in Vegas.
Your team? Short notice. Yeah, very short.
Oh my God. Okay, pausing it again. They just made a short joke. They just made a short joke off Jet Li's expense again.
Oh God, dude, I can't believe how much they wasted Jet Li in these fucking movies, man.
He can beat all they asses too, that's the thing. Take that Eminem song off, please. Yeah, give Terry Crews another big gun and just let him shoot. That's all he does. It's like, I don't even know if Terry Crews is a good actor now. The shit he be taking and doing, I'm just like looking at him like, dude, I don't know what you be. Why is Antonio Banderas in this? Because of Desperado?
Desperado has to be.
Stop, Jason Statham.
Yeah, he really doesn't stop.
Didn't take the stairs?
You can do it. Oh my God. Look at this stupid shit. Look at this stupid shit. Oh my God, Wesley Snipes and Jason Statham have a knife off. They have a fucking knife off.
I swear, eh? It seems like Sylvester Stallone gets more ineligible each passing year.
That was his first line of dialogue in the film. What the fuck? Oh my God, that is some 80s nostalgia ass right there. Man, if you still seeing a Stallone film and you saying, oh, I loved Rocky, I loved Rocky and loved Rambo and shit, you are on some nostalgia trip for your ass, because he is not the same actor from those movies.
No. His vocal cords are not the same vocal cords from those movies.
Man, I can't count how many actors I used to love. And what, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about him now. Well, I ain't really. I liked him, but I didn't care. I wasn't crazy about him like everybody else. I was on my Red Fox shit still like that and stuff like that. But I thought he was good enough to deliver what he needed to deliver. Now, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy down the Holy Grail. Don't give a shit about him. What's another actor that was great? But I mean, you can even throw in the Jim Carrey in there in some phages.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Funny as hell back then.
Hilarious.
We've even seen him recently where he can. We've seen him. He can act.
Yeah.
And then you see him do that stupid shit he does, and you're like, fuck that guy, man. Yeah. Fuck that guy down the hole. Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. Will Ferrell, man, that's a crime, dude. He can act too, man. That's the thing.
He can act. He knows how to play a character. Yeah. But he does the most retarded, annoying shit you will ever fucking see in a film. And you just look at him and go like, really? People sit up here for 2 hours and find this to be okay.
People love that shit.
I don't get that shit at all, whatever. Like,
I can't stand it.
When you tell me Step Brothers is hilarious, I'm just like,
oh, God. I have to watch it in the room.
Yeah. I don't
believe this point. Like, I really.
I don't think we could be friends. if you tell me something, like, I don't think we can talk about movies together or nothing like that, because you on a whole another different level of movies when you tell me some shit like that. Like, how is that different from any of these other bad comedies that does that shit?
Right.
which is why I brought it up in that show we did with Marvel. It's like, I don't get that. Like, that's another logic of film that breaks my brain. It's like, Will Ferrell does that shit. It's like fucking genius. Marlon Wayans, on the other hand, does it. It's the most annoying piece of shit ever. It's like, well, I could have sworn Will Ferrell did the same shit or whatever. Literally, Steve Carell's character in Anchorman 2, he just shouts out random things, whatever, and stuff. Like, I'm just like, you know, I've seen that character in other films, and people gave that character shit, that character was pointless going to do it. But in Anchorman 2, Steve Carell was hilarious. Like, the shit he was just ranting off, it was just like, it was so random, and it was like, oh, it was like, the fuck? Okay, yeah, all right, doesn't fit the movie, but it's crazy, whatever. But back on Expendables 3, fuck that movie.
Yeah, pretty much. I couldn't care less about this fucking movie.
Man, I think I'm going to drink before that movie, because, wow.
You probably have to pull a CJ.
Man, I was laughing. I was stopping the trailer laughing at that shit as it goes along.
Stop the goddamn trailer, because it was just unbearable.
I had to stop it twice. That's how bad it was. It was just it was ridiculous shit after ridiculous shit. Like, when Harrison Ford showed up, well, he was on short notice. Then they all look at Jet Li, really short.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, come on. Okay, seriously. Oh, 3 movies later, and we're still cracking that joke now, huh? All right, man. Not to mention that he could whoop the shit out of all y'all asses.
Yeah, they make him like just a complete fucking joke in these movies.
Is Jet Li really that hard up for a movie?
Oh, man.
Like, is it really that hard for him to get a movie, though?
Yeah. I remember he said he was going to retire from movies. Oh, you know what? That was just the martial arts films. Never mind.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A hero film, which is pretty badass.
Yeah. And he's in these retarded-ass shits. Like those martial arts films, it would separate these from those 80s action films, whatever. Those are the movies you appreciate. Like, we'll go back. Yeah. The Raid franchise. Man, the Ip Man 1 and 2, the shit like that. That's what separates the action films from these kind of action films. Yeah. These action films make those action films look fucking... Well, they're already masterpieces, but those are like those golden age masterpieces compared to that shit. And you put the two together, which we see in these experimental movies, by putting Jet Li in them, you're just looking at like... Wow, you know, I know Jet Li made some stupid shit before, but my God, it don't get no stupider than this shit.
No.
Especially when all his lines is just to counterattack his short jokes.
Right, and then he only has in the movies for about like 10 minutes and he just disappears.
Who the fuck thinks short jokes are still funny, though?
Sylvester Stallone.
Okay, because I'm about to say, who the fuck still cracks short jokes?
Hey, yo, back when I was growing up, short jokes was...
Matter of fact, Stallone's not even that tall. What the fuck? So, if I'm not mistaken, Stallone is like your height or something like that. Man, what in the hell is going on here? It's okay. Man, fuck this franchise.
I was gonna say that, but seriously, fuck this franchise.
Oh my god. Fuck this franchise down to Holy Grail, man. Personally, I'd like to see this movie with my Darkness Brothers. I wish we could all watch it together.
That'd be kind of fun. That would bring me to the theater. That'd be the only way.
Because I would laugh my ass off in this movie. I'm not gonna lie. Cause I'd be shaking. Like, look at this ridiculous. Come on now, man. Come on, shit, man. Oh man, but people, whatever. That movie's a fucking already. Man, that's been another edition. Movie Spoilers, episode 123. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And we will catch you people next week on another edition of. I was about to say The Darkness, but Movie Spoilers, of course. Check out our movie, The Darkness. The movie coming to theater near you.
Yes.
Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards. But you're still the same. There's something inside you. It's hard to resist.